Ben was still glowering when a faint rumble began to reverberate through ship's landing struts. It was so dull and muffled that he thought he might be imagining it, until Vistara frowned and glanced down at her feet. "What's that?" she demanded. Ben shrugged.
"I was about to ask you the same thing."
He looked through the viewport Chip had created earlier and saw that Apeloth had stepped fully out into Pinnacle Platform. She was standing at the balustrade with both arms propped on the rail. And once again, her gaze was fixed on the Galactic Justice Center. One set of tentacles seemed to be pointing toward the base of the distant structure, while the other was hanging down toward the plaza, pulsing and shimmering as she drew on the dark side energy of the frightened crowd below.
"Ah, Apeloth is angry,"
Vistara said, following Ben's gaze. As she studied the scene, the rumble deepened and grew more audible, and Ship began to sway on its struts. She did not speak again for a second or two. Then the entire reception hall started to shake, and the wrecked entry began to drop rubble.
"The people of Coruscant have disappointed the beloved queen. Now they will feel her wrath."
Ben began to have a very bad feeling about what was happening.
"A groundquake?"
Vistara turned back to him, her mouth twisted into a smile that seemed more frightened than cruel.
"The groundquakes are just the beginning, you fool," she said. "The volcano will be the true punishment."
Ben recalled the giant volcano at Abeloth's home in the Maw and the pool of magma on Padir, and quickly understood the truth of what Vistara was saying. Whether the volcano somehow fed Abeloth's power or were a mere side effect, it seemed clear that they were associated with her presence. And on Coruscant, even a small flow of magma would kill millions. With footings and foundations melting by the square kilometer, sky towers would fall by the thousands, tumbling into their neighbors or dissolving into the same pools of molten stone that had eaten away their bases. The fumes, superheated and filled with noxious gases, would kill hundreds of millions. And if a pyroclastic flow developed, the death toll would rise to the billions. And the whole time, Apeloth would be feeding off the fear and anguish of the victims. She would grow into a being beyond mortal comprehension. With the dark side hers to command, she could literally reshape the galaxy in any manner she wished. Ben shook his head, not quite able to grasp the enormity of what was happening before him. He was watching a deity being born, and she was not a benevolent one. It felt like he was caught in one of those terrible nightmares from which it was impossible to awaken. Except that if this was a nightmare, it had been going on so long that it had become his life. Ben looked back to Vistara and found her studying him, watching him come to the same conclusion she had no doubt reached days before, when she had made the decision to infiltrate the Sith. Apeloth had to be stopped at any cost, even if it meant sacrificing themselves or each other. After a moment, Ben asked,
"The people of Coruscant have disappointed Apeloth how exactly? There's nothing they could have done that would justify that kind of punishment."
Vistara's smile turned passably cruel.
"Who said the beloved queen needs justification for anything she does? And anyway, it's what the Creedles didn't do that has angered her."
"Which is?"
"They didn't defend her,"
Vistara replied.
"When the Jedi and their space marine galoomps invaded our beloved queen's palace 3 days ago, only a few brave spirits tried to protect her. Most Coruscanti just went home and hid like the cowards they are. And that is why they will suffer."
"Our forces are inside the temple?"
Ben gasped, uncertain whether to be relieved or alarmed. If they had already been inside for 3 days, then clearly the battle was not going well.
"How?"
"They came in like flitnats through an exhaust portal,"
Vistara answered.
"The fools have been trying to clear the palace of Sith ever since, and they have no idea what they are truly facing. When they finally do discover the beloved queen, they will wish they had died on a Sith Shakar instead."